Property crime rates are going down everywhere in the country, except here in Washington. Washington residents report more burglaries and car thefts per capita than anywhere else in the U.S. Crimes like this one.
I came home from work one day, and as I looked around, it was a very odd experience because the burglar had half eaten some of my granola bars. They'd stolen a bunch of my books. They'd taken my GPS that I use for hiking in my backpack and a bunch of CDs. They took my VCR, which kind of dates me a little bit.
That's Representative Zach Hudgens. He has a plan to protect his stuff and your stuff from thieves. The gist? Give burglars shorter jail time. That's right, less jail time for people convicted of property crimes like burglary or car theft. Representative Hudgens told Ross Reynolds one of the reasons our property crime rate is so high is that property criminals have a sort of revolving door through the prison system.
It's not uncommon for folks to go out and commit a property crime again and again. They may get arrested, convicted, incarcerated, and then they get out again, and then they go do another property crime. And it isn't until they move up on the grid that they're imprisoned for a long period of time and start costing taxpayers a lot of money. And that's the proposal before us, is we're trying to address that issue.
So there's a revolving door. They keep going back to jail, coming out and reoffending and going back into jail. Now, how does the way we deal with property criminals compare to other states?
Well, what you just described is exactly what we found in the data. We called together a big task force. It's a national effort to look at criminal justice issues. We looked at the data, and it showed that these property crime folks are the ones driving a lot of our costs. And so the next step is, what do we do about it? And we've put together a proposal that not only looks at the incarceration, but it looks into a new penalty to supervise these criminals. And that's what's different about Washington State from other places is, in other places, if you do a property crime, you're out on what we used to call parole, community supervision, and Washington State doesn't do that for these low-level, nonviolent property crimes.
So let me see if I understand what you're doing correctly. As I understand it, you want to reduce the number of people in our jails, and that'll save a lot of money. And you want to take that money to give it to the victims and also use it to supervise these people out of jail. Is that right?
Yes. The whole program is a national effort based on two core values. And one is, how do we keep our community safe, and how do we save money in our correction system? And so taking those two core values of not simply looking for budget cuts or not simply letting people out, how do we make our community safe? And that's this new penalty, this supervision piece. So we pay for that by maybe reducing, sort of it's to the judge's discretion, but maybe you reduce some sentences at one end, and that creates some savings to pay for supervision, which is a new penalty on these property crime folks. And we've found in other states that it works to keep communities safe, and we found that it, as we model it out with the data, that we're going to reduce crime. So that is a great way of preventing victims, which is something we want to do. And that saves us money as well.
Now, some listeners might be hearing you explain this and say, this doesn't make sense to me. If a convicted burglar is in jail, I can be sure he or she's not out there committing more crime. If the burglar is out of jail, they could be committing more crime.
Yes, that is not a bad interpretation, but you can't lock everybody up forever and sort of expect to keep the lights on. I mean, we wouldn't be able to pay for schools and other things if we just locked everybody up forever. So we're trying to use a data-driven, evidence-based approach, and the data shows us that we've got some people doing bad things over and over again, and we're trying to focus resources on those people. And supervision, if it's done properly, can really work. So if somebody's looking over their shoulder, I think criminals think twice about doing something. So, yes, there's no question if somebody's locked up, they're not doing more crime. But right now, these folks are in and out of the criminal justice system until they hit a certain level that costs us a bunch of money. And if we can go after this recidivism, this repeat criminal, and get them back on the straight and narrow, that keeps our community safe and it saves us money. Kind of a win-win solution.
State Representative Zach Hudgens represents parts of Seattle and Tukwila. His proposed bill would give thieves and burglars less prison time in the hope that it would reduce property crime. You can read his bill or see the data that informed it at our website, kuow.org.